Just 10 years ago, in 2007, Ken Ham and Answers in Genesis opened the Creation Museum and Education Center just over the line from Cincinnati in Petersburg, Kentucky. I've been there, ladies and gentlemen, and it's truly something to behold. And to walk us figuratively now through the museum, its reason for being, and its impact that it's having, I want to invite back in now officially Ken Ham, the president and founder of Answers in Genesis. So, Ken, I want to bring you back in here right now, and I want to tell you that was a real thrill being at that museum. We were only there for a few hours. I visited that and later the Ark, but I saw people interacting. I saw the exhibits, and it was quite an exciting and beneficial time. I was thinking about it when I was there, and I want to ask you now. I mean, there are museums all over the world. What is one more museum? But in this case, you established a creation museum 10 years ago. What was your purpose for doing that?
Well, one of the things that we wanted to do is to really get the message of God's word and the gospel out to a culture in a different sort of way. I mean, we live at a time when, you know, there are some people you couldn't blow into church with a stick of dynamite. But if you build an attraction, and really that's what the Creation Museum and the Ark are, they're attractions. They're the two leading Christian attractions in the world. The quality you'd expect from a Disney or a place like that, or even above that sort of quality, but to be able to attract not just Christians, but also non-Christians, and to be able to give them an experience so that they would understand that the Bible's history is true and then understand the gospel based on that history and answer skeptical questions that cause them to doubt the Bible. And so at the Creation Museum, one of the things I wanted to do was to have people walk through the Bible. So it's not just about creation. It's actually a walk through the whole Bible. And we call it the seven C's of history: creation, corruption, catastrophe, confusion. That's Genesis 1 to 11. The geology, biology, astronomy, anthropology that's there in the Bible and concerning the history of life in the universe. And then Christ's cross consummation, the gospel based in that history. And so we use life-size exhibits, animatronics, animatronic people, animatronic dinosaurs, the very advanced, best animatronics in the world. We also have all sorts of videos and signage. We have a special effects theater. We have a planetarium where you sit back in the seat and we take into outer space and we teach you all from a biblical perspective. We answer those skeptical questions that people have. We have an insectarium. We have a two-story dinosaur exhibit. And we have a petting zoo that also helps answer questions, has all sorts of intriguing animals and intriguing hybrids to help people understand the concept of kinds. For instance, you know, Noah only had to take two of each kind, seven of some, but two of each kind of land-dwelling animal on board the ark. So he didn't need horses, zebras, donkeys, and so on. They're all the one kind, the horse kind. He didn't need alpacas, llamas, one-hump camels, two-hump camels. He just needed two of the camel kind, and so on. So even our petting zoo with the live animals in it has a teaching aspect to it. And so this is an incredible facility. It's a family-friendly facility for all ages where it really helps the Bible come alive. You feel like you experience the Bible. Little kids walk through and they'll see Adam and Eve and they'll see the dinosaurs and you experience the fall and understand the effects of sin and death, and you walk through and you experience the flood and understand what it did to the world and for most of your fossils that we have all over the world. And it really does. It sort of puts the Bible in three dimensions from a big picture perspective. And I tell you, even non-Christians tell me, wow, the quality of this place is extraordinary. And we've learned of many people who've become Christians as a result of going through this place. And of course, Christians are equipped with answers, and parents love to see their kids there and they're interacting, they're asking questions, and they're learning that the Bible is true.
And I will tell you, if Gary wants to answer a question here, but I will confirm that, Ken, I saw that. I saw that interaction with parents and children. And what you're saying is not a hope to be. I think that really is.